This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
East Texas Giving Day, hosted by East Texas Communities Foundation, is today from 6 a.m. to midnight. 366 nonprofits are participating from 32 East Texas counties. All interests are represented, including animal welfare, arts, foster organizations, human services, mental illness, education, and religion. Visit easttexasgivingday.org. You can search by zip code, county, service category, organization name, or city served. There's growing concerns that advances in artificial intelligence will interfere with the presidential election this November. State lawmakers were told at a hearing this week that deepfake technology is blurring the line between what's real and what's made up on social media.
I am worried that the overreaction to AI's impact on elections is going to lead people to stop believing in true information.
Nathaniel Persili with the Stanford Cyber Policy Center says only a small percentage of what you see on Facebook is political, so users don't trust anything. Foreign adversaries are pushing a lot of this to undermine public trust in elections. The Texas Agriculture Commissioner is trying to ease concerns about the bird flu. He says the outbreak among dairy cows is over.
We're kind of beyond it. We're kind of over it. I mean, we hadn't had a case in a month.
Commissioner Sid Miller said the bird flu was spread by waterfowl, and they've migrated north. While there was one human case, the outbreak never spread from person to person. Only about 10% of Texas cows tested positive. Paris police investigated a report that a subject had pointed a handgun at a house in the 1800 block of Jackson Court and fired a shot. The victim told the officer she had moved to Paris from the Dallas area about 6 months ago to get away from the life she was living and believes the suspects were part of her past. The suspect vehicle was located in the 2900 block of South Church Street, and a stolen firearm was located inside the vehicle and was placed into evidence. Four extremely intoxicated men were all arrested for public intoxication. They claimed to have been involved in some type of altercation with another group of people. A felony deadly conduct by discharge of a firearm is under investigation. Lane Lee Glenn was arrested Monday in Hopkins County on a Tarrant County warrant. He's accused of violation of his probation by assault of a family member by impeding breath or circulation. The Texas Game Warden Marine Theft Investigation Unit conducted a patrol during the Sealy Big Bass Splash Tournament at Sam Rayburn Lake in Angelina County. Wardens found over $100,000 worth of stolen equipment while inspecting 300 boats, 243 motors, and 100 trailers. The task force was assisted by San Augustine, Sabine, Angelina, Jasper, Tyler, and Nacogdoches County Game Wardens as well. No arrests have been made, and the investigation is continuing. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.